This is John Tierney, Historic Graves. I'm standing in a graveyard in West Cork, in Ireland. It's Kinna Graveyard. Really beautiful graveyard with fantastic headstones, a fantastic hexagonal round tower. And the graveyard has been very well looked after by its community group. And I'm standing here in front of a little memorial. And it reads as follows. Beneath this hallowed plot lie the mortal remains of many victims of the Great Famine, 1845 to 1852. Resting here too are others, including children, victims of bygone socio-religious customs. May they all rest in peace. That's CAHCS 2009, who erected that. Just strolling back down towards the gate of the graveyard, and there's a modern memorial art being erected. It shows an angel cradling a candle. And it says, pause a while to say a prayer. Our dead we now remember, all those who lie in Muckolamog's care. With cross or stone as marker. A special thought for those reposed in graves unnamed, quite bare, although no stone to them was scribed, the angels know they are there. I've taken a number of photographs and done a short video inside Kinna, and now I'm coming out the gate. Nice iron gate. One of those new Cork County Council Local Authority signs on the front. And then there's a new memorial outside, the Red Sandstone Gate. Looks like it's limestone. It's erected to the memory of Richard O'Sullivan Burke, born in Clunyree, Kinna, 1838, soldier, Fenian, and patriot, colonel in the American Civil War, member of Clan na Gael. He remained faithful to the country of his birth until his death in Chicago in 1922. He fought the good fight, he kept the faith. In memory of his brother Morgan, who fought with him in the American Civil War and Fenian movement, may they both rest in peace. Erected by Mary Lynch, August 2009.